Hello everybody, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the Cooking for Health program. During this week, we're going to be talking about super simple breakfasts and lunches that you can do. This is easy stuff. I want you to start with breakfast. Let's just start with breakfast. The easiest thing you can do is have oats. Everybody looks at that long, infinite aisle of three tiers of breakfast cereal, and every single one of them's got a cartoon character. So it's trying to tell you it's an important part of a balanced breakfast. And you're like, Fruit Loops? Really? You know, dye and sugar? How? Really? You've ground up a multivitamin in there. How is that okay? Well, let me just tell you. The healthiest cereal that there is called oats, plain oats, not the stuff that comes in a little powder with the little packety things. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about plain oats. Now, is there a difference between steel-cut oats, 10-minute oats, 5-minute oats? From a nutritional standpoint, the difference between them is minimal. The difference in them is simply that they've pre-steamed. They didn't add anything weird. They didn't do anything crazy to it. They just pre-steamed the 5-minute and 10-minute oats. You don't have to cook them as long. It makes it more convenient. And so what you can do in the morning is just put a little bit in your bowl with some water, you know, follow the instructions. And you need a little bit of butter, salt, pepper, and cinnamon in there. And what I do is to throw in some dried fruit. You got dried cherries, dried raisins, dried apricot. It doesn't matter. You can even put in fresh fruit. It's wonderful. Toss it in the microwave. In 3 minutes, it's done. And you're eating the healthiest breakfast cereal there is. It's easy. Oh, right. It's cheap, too. Don't tell me you can't afford to eat healthy, because this is cheap, it's easy, and it tastes great. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.